B'chores, Perek Beis, Mishneh Tes. Yoytzei Doifin b'habo achrov. A Yoytzei Doifin is born with cesareans, born by being nechtach mehabeten. The habo achrov was born naturally. Reb Tarfin Oymer, they both have a din of sofik b'chor. Remember that the pasuk of b'chor says, Kadosh l'ko b'chor, peter kol rechem. Has to come out derech rechem, which means it has to be natural birth. Not C-section. This is true both by Bechor Behemo and both by Bechor Adam. There's no chiv, pidyon haben, on a baby that's born through a C-section. It states in the Mishnah, Reb Tarfin holds that both of them are she'are sofik Bechor. Shneim yiru ad she'istavu. Sofik Bechor always has the din that you have to get rid of the Kedushas Kahuna, Kedushas Karbon. And then it can be eaten, Psula Magdashim. Then it can be eaten with all the dinim of Psula Magdashim. Now, what are the tzadim over here? What's the suffix? So the answer is the Gemara explains that Reb Tarfin is mistapik with what we just said. Reb Tarfin is mistapik if peta korechem has to be yitzia naturally, or even yitzia derechitu chabeten is also peta rechem. In that case, this is a suffix b'chor. So, Mela, this is a suffix. If there's any Kedushas Bechor. Now there's really two Svekas here. There's a Mokum Lodun, maybe the Kaddish Liko Bechor is on Bechor Peterechem literally, Derech Ledo, in which case the second one is the first Peterechem. Even though it's not the oldest born was the Yetzi Devin Abba Lefonov. So the Rishon Lev Lodois is not a Peterechem. The second one, which is a Peterechem, is not a Bechor proper. Maybe both of them are chayiv, maybe one is chayiv, maybe none is chayiv. So Memelo, as far as Hamotzei Mechavel Haraya is concerned, the Bailam could hold on to both of them, but both of them have a suffix Kedushas Bechor, and therefore Yirat Sheyistov will be Yerichlu Mimum Mila Bailam. Reb Kiva Oymer, Shnei Men in Bechor, as Havadah, not as a suffix. Harishim Shum Sheinei Peterechem, in order to be Peterechem, it has to be Peterechem, it also has to be Bechor. So it has to be Peterechem. The first one doesn't fit the bill because it's a Yetzir Doifin. The Sheni is not a Bechor, like we said. So Mele, Mishum, Shekod, Me'acher. Neither one has Kedushas Bechor, and both of them are Anechal, as Mamash as Chulun. And the Gemara has a whole Shailan, the Drosha, according to Reb Tarfin. What you'll have to say is that even though according to Reb Kiva, Kaddishli Kol Bechor, Peter Korechem Bechor means firstborn. Peter Korechem means first out of the womb, Derech Leida. According to Reb Tarfin, you'll say that the Torah is giving you that both of them are Kodesh, not as a limitation that you need both in order to be Matru Kedushas Bechor. That's what you're going to have to say. Now, L'chayra, there should be the same Noisei L'gabin Pidyon HaBen also. And sure enough, when you open up later on Perches Mishneh Beis, there's a din, but it's similar. The Mishnah is being done, the Gabi Kedushas Bechor, to give a Bechor, a firstborn, a Shein Bechor, the Gabi Kedushas Bechor, Pidyon HaBen, and also the Gabi Nachlo, the Gabi Din of Pishnaim that we'll see over there. And the Mishnah has a Tanakam and Reb Shimon, and it sounds like the same Noise, but with an extra Knech, Ayin Shom. We'll see the Mishnah over there in Perches. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, Halekech Behema Mina Nochri. Here we're back now to the dinim of Sofik Bechor B'negea Lekeach that patters. We had before that a Lekeach of a Goy patters the Behema from Kedushas Bechor. Halekech Behema Mina Nochri buys the Behema from a Goy. And Lechayra the Lekeach owns the Vlad when it's born. However, Ve'en Yedua in Bikra, we have no idea if this animal is a firstborn by the Goy. That means like this. He's buying the animal from the Goy. It gives birth by him. L'chayra, there's a Vlad, Mazel Tov, there's a Vlad that's Neila Birshusa, L'chayra Tzchayv, B'kedusha, Aspeta Korachem. The problem is we have no idea if this animal is a firstborn. We have no idea in Bikra by the Goy. If him loy Bikra, it was never Bikra. Now the Bikra is by him. Simmel, it's Tzchayv, Tzchayv, B'b'chor. B'shmo loymer. Eiz bashnoso, an eiz, a goat that's betoich its first year, vaday lakoyin. It's not shaykh that the mother, the metzias, it's not shaykh that the mother gave birth in its first year of life, Samel, this is for sure the first Leda that it has. Mufashim speak out the Metzias. Eisein yichel ledes pamay b'toich shon rishon l'chayel. It's b'toich shon rishon. It has to be. If it's toich shon rishon, it's a first birth. And it didn't give birth a second time. Samel, if we know this goat, there's simonim to know that a goat's in the first year of its life, then obviously it didn't give birth. So then the halach is vade l'koyin. Mikan ve'elech, if it's after the first year, sofik, you have no idea. A similar case would be Rochel Bashtayim, not a goat, but a sheep, a female sheep that's within the first 2 years. Vaday Lakoin, again, it couldn't have given birth twice, and Mela for sure, it's a Bechor Petarekam. Mikan Ve'elach, after that, Sofik, you have no idea. So Mela, you blab the Sofik. Poro v'chamor b'nei sholosh. Poro, a cow. Chamor, obviously, a behemoth tmeo, but it has the din of Kedushat Petarekam. Again, within the first 3 years. Vaday Lakoin, because didn't give birth twice, Mikan Ve'elach, Sofik. Amalei Rebbe Kiva, all this was Rebbe Shmuel. So Rebbe Kiva tells him like this. Ilu bevlad, if we'd be talking about a regular lady with a regular vlad, bevlad ha-behema nifteres, hoya kidvarecho. I'm asking to the timeline, he says to Rebbe Shmuel, that you set up, that none of these animals, either within the first, second, or third year of their lives, will have two live births of vlados. However, you have to take something else into account. Elo, Omru, the Chachom said, Simen Havlad. There's a Simen, what's called a Leda, that would be called the first Leda, that thereafter, anything that comes out of the Rechem is not a Bechor. Pebehema Dako, what it would have to give birth to, the behemadak is a smaller animal, either the Ezer Rochel that we mentioned, Tinuf, some type of bloody cluster. Mufashim says that Babu is dam, bubbles of dam that are in the flotus, Mel Tzimin, that it had some type of birth, otherwise known as a nafil, a miscarriage. Ubegasa, a heavier animal, namely a Paro or a Chamor, the simen will have to give birth to a shilya, which is a full embryonic sac. We had a lot of this in Chulin. And then that would be a leda, where thereafter the behema that would be born would not be considered a bechor. Ubeisha, if we're talking about a human birth, flagabe pidyon haben, shvir, it has to be a shtikel bosor that has a tzuras ha'adam, vishilya with an embryonic sac. So Mela, all these are possibilities that could have yet taken place in the first, second, or third year of that behemoth's life. In which case, you have no raya from the fact that it didn't have two live births. That it's a mavaka, there's no vadai. So Mela blives the suffix b'chor. Either you'll have to say Rabbi Shmuel argues in the Metzias. That's one possibility in the Gemara and Dav Chof. Another possibility is that there's a roiv. Roiv behemoth's ena mapilois. So Meli, you'll assume the behemoth wasn't mapel. Now you want to know, this is behemoth mevakeres. There's no roiv that a behemoth wasn't mevakeres. So you want to know, did it not, depending on whether the timetable adds up. The far-fetched possibility of a nefil, that's what I'm going to be choishish for. The other possibility is that he argues what type of nefil is mafkir from Kedusha's Bechor on a vlad afterwards. Ze'aklal, kol shi'yadua, Shebikro, if you know that the animal is mavaka, in kan l'koyin klum, then the koyin has no schus, because you know for sure that the behemoth that's born, the vlad, is not kadosh l'kedushas b'chor. V'chol shaloi bikro, if you know for sure that it didn't give birth, hare ze l'koyin. Im sofik, so then what's the din of a sofik? The Yisrael holds on to his bailus. Yo'ochel b'mumoy l'bailam, you have to be chayish for psulei mekdashim. And the cloud that we've mentioned so many times, that it has to be Nechal, with the Dinim of Sulam HaMekdashim after it becomes a Balmum. Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, another case that's negated to this, he says another din of Hapolo, is Behema Gasa, that never gave birth, Sheshofa Chareres Dam, that had a Yitzir of a Chatichas Bam, a blood clot, that's like a charora, like a coal, chareres. Harezu tikovets, that size, that texture. That has a din of a bechor shemes, And that's why Tikova, because it has Kedushas Bechor. V'niftera min ha-Bechor, it's enough, since the first one has Kedushas Bechor, so then the thereafter, Abad is not Niskadosh with Kedushas Bechor. So Mela, the thereafter is for sure part of min ha-Bechor. So that's a Chiddush that he says. Now, the whole idea that a Nefil is Kodesh with Kedushas Bechor is a Chiddush. Maybe a Nefil would make that the Bo Akhav is not a Petah Korechem, but to say that it has some type of Din Kedusha by itself. So the truth of the matter is that the Gemara has a Pasuk over here. The Pasuk in Parshas Bo, V'chol Petah Sheger Behemo Asher Yeh Lecha Aschorim Lashem. Sheger Behemo is Miloshin Sheshigroso Imoi, which is a Loshin of Nefilo. So remember, in the Sheger Behemo state that the Nefil is considered a Bechor, to pat up the Ba'achrov, and Chazal implicitly understand that it means that it has Kedusha as well. And then that's why the Mishnah speaks that over here before Shtikova. Others say that the Tikova over here, that seems that way from the Gemara, is not Chayiv Mikra Din Bekvura. This type of Din, this Charora, is only exerted the Rabbana. But a proper Nefil would pat up from Bechor, and it does have a Din also of Kedusha's Bechor, you would have to be covered.